Christopher Media. Eminem, question everything.
That's my mama.
That's my mama. That's my purse.
I don't know you.
You don't know. You're the first one that's ever got that. I say it all the time. Brianna's like, what?
King of the Hill references.
Yeah, King of the Hill.
You won't find those on any other podcast.
Eminem, question everything. On iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. If you like this show, please tell a friend. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Don't stare directly at my iPad. You could get sucked into a vortex.
Oh, man. Did he do it?
Yeah.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Yes. Yes, Tolly. Yes, I do.
Yes, indeed.
It's the Weedsman Podcast number 9?
Is it?
Number 9.
Right, hey, thanks to everybody. Every show, but we did have a milestone. It's our most downloaded Weedsman ever. Thank you to everybody. Thanks to Mikey B for opening a bag
of gummy bears. Yeah, I can hear that.
But you know, we do have the guy on the couch again, Mikey B, joining
honorary
us.
Honorary Weedsman.
That's okay, because it ties into our theme today. We're going to talk a little bit about munchies.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of partially hydrogenated soybean oil in this house right now.
Oh, we should introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm Chris.
Rob.
I'm Rob.
Introduce me then.
That's Aaron.
Hi.
Oh, look at that.
We got a new piece here. A new addition to the bong.
Yep.
It's very ridiculous looking. We should post a picture of this because it looks very lopsided, but it works out really well.
Hopefully it lasts longer.
We got a small bong with a very large bowl on it.
Yeah.
Looks like something you could get at monstersmokeshop.com.
Oh, yeah.
Check them out.
Yeah. Click through on the website. But, you know, like, we failed. We failed to support ourselves. We went to a local smoke shop. We could have clicked through on the banner on the website, ChristopherMedia.net. Got our little piece. And got a little piece of our little piece. Are you following me there? But anyway, check that out on ChristopherMedia.net. There's Facebook now for the Weedsman Podcast. Ironically, our most downloaded show... is lagging the most on Facebook. Now, my theory is people don't want to, you know, because Facebook is not shy with, you know, if you don't have your settings set correctly, everybody can see what you're doing.
Right.
And maybe people don't want it, you know, publicized if they're liking a podcast about weed. But it's on Facebook now. Just search for the Weedsman Podcast. On Twitter, at the Weedsman 420. You can subscribe to every show you can subscribe to every ChristopherMedia.net show by clicking through the iTunes banner on the website. Like us, share us, rate us 5 stars, and tell somebody.
Yep.
It's the Wisconsin Teapot Party. I don't know if anybody's listening.
The Teapot Party.
I'm guessing it's some kind of Republican-based weed type thing, but hey, they've shared us a few. They've been sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook, so thanks to those guys. Oh, Amazon, click through the Amazon banner.
Buy something.
Yes, and we get some. And it really is a little piece. Boy, is it little. I'm not trying to be like first world problem here, but boy, is it a little piece. But every little bit helps. And DraftKings.
Yep.
Yep, one day fantasy sports. You're not stuck with the team. And yeah. I keep giving them $2 every day, but whatever.
Hey, you'll win one day.
One day, I will. But for this show, type in the code WEED when you sign up. That makes sure that they know that we sent you. And yeah, there's that PayPal thing. Click through, donate, please, thank you.
HostGator.
Oh, Rob, being on the ball. HostGator banner if you want your own website. maybe you're listening. Yeah, once again, these guys can do it. I can have a podcast. We're going to need a website. You can get it through HostGator. And just click through the HostGator banner on ChristopherMedia.net website. Please and thank you. Let's get high.
Mm-hmm. All right. Should we talk about what we're smoking today?
Yeah.
This is, well, this is a strain of OG Kush. Certainly Chris's favorite. And what? Well, since you're such a fan of OG Kush, how does this is OG 18? How do you think 18. It compares?
I could tell it's OG.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. definitely got the headier qualities.
It's got that taste too, man. It's definitely got a real piney taste to it.
Yeah.
And another thing I noticed was like an expando hit, like your lungs. If you try to take like a deep hit on it, it feels like you're just gonna lose your breath. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I've always noticed that about this weed.
I don't know. We were doing some pretty big rips last night. Excuse me. May have overdone it a little bit. It's been a while since I smoked so much that I had to like lay down on the ground for a second.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Got a little dizzy.
You were having a good time.
Well, it's a little bit of that feeling when I the first time I smoked it and I got a panic attack.
Oh yeah.
Only now I knew what it was, so I could just ride it out. I didn't get panicky or paranoid.
Yeah. Last night after.
But you know, I said, I smoked a lot of it. We smoked a lot.
Yeah. I had that same experience at home. Got all panicky.
I knew that was coming.
So this is OG 18. It's a hardier strain of OG because OG is like notoriously hard to maintain, I guess. It's a rather fragile plant. So this one, it's just basically a strain that's easier to grow.
Okay.
I think it's a little more potent than the normal OG stuff that we've got before.
Most potent stuff I've had in a while.
Because it has 18 after it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 18 more.
It's a barely legal OG.
Yeah, it's a just legal OG. Yeah, this weed kicks you in the dick. It pretty much can't. There's no other way to, you know, this may be the first ever half-hour episode of The Weedsman. We might just
right.
We might just give up.
Yeah, this stuff is pretty strong.
Well, it gave me the munchies like crazy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know it's an indica, man. That's how you... Maybe it's indica dominant, I should say.
Yeah.
Get that couch lock. Get that munchie lock. Welcome to three guys coughing and me filling time.
Yeah, I gotta get this under control before I continue.
I'm your host, Chris.
I'm Rob.
So yeah, we went on a
beautiful segue.
We went on a trip last night. Rob and I went on a little adventure. Hit up the head shop. Got the new piece. Got some of this OG 18, and then hit up Myers afterward. Which I guess that's a more of a regional thing, but it's like a superstore. Like a they got everything there.
Like a Walmart, really, with the groceries. And-
yeah, Walmart with
it's a
little,
regional Walmart
with a little more class. Maybe.
Yes. Yeah. I agree with that.
But we stocked up on sweets and snacks. What did we get? We got pretzel bites.
Pretzel bites, different flavors.
I picked out the jalapeno.
And the buttermilk ranch.
Rob likes buttermilk ranch.
What else did we get?
We got those multicolored Twizzlers.
Canada Dry.
Got some Canada Dry. Yeah, not a normal one for me, but...
It helps. I think it helps. It clears my mouth out. It's nice.
Yeah. It's good for the cotton mouth.
Yeah, big time.
That's why you like it. I went with the ruby red squirt.
That's always good too.
Yeah. What?
Plug.
Nothing but poison. Everything you just said.
Yeah.
Whatever, I mean, I'm not exactly like the picture of health, but
whatever, Jack.
I could say that. Well, no, just
lots of high fructose corn syrup that we're ingesting.
Yes.
Like the last year, I've like been consciously trying to pay attention to what I eat, and I've realized there's nothing good for us to eat anymore.
No,
7-Eleven, the only healthy thing. I had this realization in a 7-Eleven a couple months ago. The only healthy thing in the 7-Eleven is the fucking water that they sell you. And if you believe half the shit you read on the internet, that isn't even fucking good for you.
A Dasani with their sodium in it.
Yeah,
putting salt in water. Hey, drink more.
Yeah, it's like
that's how it works. I guess
it's nothing but. You know, fucking kidney disease and diabetes waiting for you inside a 7-Eleven.
Right. I see in mine, you know, natural spring water with
cirrhosis of the liver,
electrolytes.
Hey, welcome to the sodium and sugar shop.
Yeah. Diabetes comes after.
I also bought some Oreo cookies while I was there. Yeah.
What flavor did you get again?
I just do traditional.
Nice.
I don't like the double stuffed or those birthday cake ones. Horrible.
Really? Yeah. They were. I can't imagine them being any good.
And what was there? Something else that we... Oh, Reese's Pieces. Classic.
Classic.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with
I don't know, some mainstays. You know what I didn't get to? Well, I guess chocolate was in the Oreos, but right. Usually my main crave when I'm high is chocolate.
Mm. I'm more of a salty man.
Not munchies tonight, yo.
Not me.
Yeah.
I guess that'd be me.
That's me.
That's me.
What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips. With some dip, man. Jerky, some peanut butter, get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man.
Yeah.
Corn, bread, popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers, the marshmallows, the little chocolate bars, and we'll make some s'mores, man.
Oh, man.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch,
Captain
Crunch berries, pizzas. We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them with water. A lot of water. And Funyuns.
Funyuns.
That's it?
Yeah.
Anyone want anything else?
Oh, yeah. Give me a box of condoms and what's that stuff? I used to eat it all the time back in the day. Pussy.
Yeah.
Right. You got it.
Classic.
It is classic.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually chocolate's a big one. Usually just some Hershey or maybe some nicer Godiva chocolate. Yeah. I like dark chocolate.
Never get down on that type of stuff.
You're not a big chocolate eater, are you? I don't see you eating a lot of chocolate.
Well, dark chocolate, I'll get.
You like dark?
Yeah. Yeah. But nothing like the higher end chocolates for some reason don't taste right to me. Maybe I was
you don't
just
like that kind of
cheap chocolate.
Yeah, you like the sweeter stuff, not so much of the bitter.
Right.
I like that.
The dark is, I mean, known to be bitter, but, you know, I don't know.
See, I'm a fan of the dark chocolate.
Okay.
I dig it.
I know they put percentages on the bars now. I had a 90 once, 90% dark chocolate, and that was a weird tasting. It was definitely
not
sweet.
A bit, yeah, it tastes like baking chocolate.
It was sour. It had a sour taste to it.
Like, yeah, really?
Yeah, it was weird. It's really strong. Super strong. I mean, I guess people use it for baking, you know, cookies and pies. And
yeah.
I'm sure you add sugar to it, you know, just to kind of level it out, the flavor and that.
Do you have a favorite snack, Chris?
I was thinking about that because I figured it would be acid at some point in time. My go-to is chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's... Salty, I gotta be...
Crunchy. Anything? I mean, can you do pretzels or does it gotta be chips?
Chips, man. No, fuck, pretzels are stupid.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been a big pretzel guy.
Oh, man. We got so baked when we went to the movie and saw... shit, what did we see? Oh, the Apes movie?
Oh, yeah. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, and I got the pretzel bites instead of the popcorn. They had
so good.
They had pretzel bites. That was
cheese.
That was a good ass investment.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna have to go back and try them.
Highly recommend the pretzel bites if you're now if I'm you're a local fan. Theater.
If you combine chips and cheese, I'm in.
Yeah,
you know,
chips with the dip.
But that'll lump in, you know, nacho cheese Doritos,
uh-huh.
Right. Your cheddar and sour cream Ruffles.
See, I think
you know them new Ruffles they got kicking right now with the big ridges and the crazy flavors.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the buffalo ones are pretty.
Yeah, yeah. I was telling him the other day, like them shits were good.
Those are all you, man. You can finish those off.
Okay.
That's all you have to say, man. Green light. I'm on.
Done
it.
And done.
Yeah. But yeah, I just like my chips simpler. I think.
I get it.
I like more of the flavor and the dip. Like a nice, you know, chip with a sour cream and onion dip.
Yeah, you know what? It's an underrated stoner snack that everybody forgets about. Mm. Chips and salsa.
Oh, for sure. Or queso, like a nice queso.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Chili's queso is pretty good.
I don't go for the queso, but definitely some like nice chunky salsa, some pico de gallo.
chips. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, California Highway Patrol. Poncherello. I was a big fan when I was a kid.
I never have seen an episode of this show ever.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? I think I've seen every one of them.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, man.
TJ Hooker.
It's a pretty rockin' theme.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, the theme and the outfits and those glasses, I mean, that did it for me. I wanted to be a California Highway Patrol man.
Totally. That would be a sweet job.
And because you know what you didn't see him do ever? Pull people over for speeding.
Really?
Or, you know, no turn signal or bullshit tickets like that.
Were they getting laid on a TV show? Were they picking up chicks? Excuse me, ma'am.
You know, there was a lot of flirting, but I don't think they ever got any action on the show.
Yeah, I don't remember them getting any action.
I think David or Bruce Banner, I mean, I think Bruce Banner got more action on the road than Chips did on the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was, like, town to town.
So did the Fall Guy. Remember that?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That was a great show.
More shows I didn't watch.
It was a stunt man.
Yeah, the Chips was a staple of my childhood.
Yep, Chips. Classic. Salsa.
What about, like, this
That was on Univision.
Chips and salsa.
Salsa. Chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa.
The Telemundo version.
Telemundo. Chips and salsa.
What about sweeter stuff? Like, if I really want sugar overload, it's Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I could put a whole bag of those away easily.
Yeah.
Like the big bag.
I'm glad I don't have a Costco account because I've heard there's like 6-pound bags of like Sour Patch Kids.
Buying the retail boxes with the individually packaged in and just having them sitting on the shelf.
Just sit there and just demolish bags. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. And just eat them all day.
Yeah, Mikey B's over there with, he's got the...
Haribo.
The classic, the original gummy bear. You don't see the original gummy bears as much. It's a lot of knockoffs. Everybody's got their own version of the gummy bear.
Right.
It just doesn't... It's not the same.
My mom bought some from Gordon's. It's a Gordon brand gummy bear.
Bulk candy is the devil.
You know...
Bulk candy is the devil.
Oh, for sure.
Matter of fact, you can buy candy by the pound. That is horrible.
Oh, yeah. That's all going inside my gut.
Yeah, let me get 2 pounds.
Let me get pounds, man. I want to drive some pounds of candy in my gut.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, all
not
day.
Say I'm not off. I've not partaken in it, but it is a horrible idea. It's why we look like we do.
Yeah. I need to stay away from ball candy.
Dude, I used to buy it. I used to eat.
Oh,
dude.
For sure, dude.
Man, I used to clear like pounds of fucking Reese's Pieces.
If you were a college student at any point in time in your life, you know exactly what it's like to buy some bulk food. And just that's to have on hand.
You know, long before the Human Centipede movie, I was biting the heads off of my gummy bears and putting the bodies together on one long chain.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Making little bear centipedes.
At least you decapitate them instead of making them eat feces.
Yeah.
They went quick.
Yeah? Yeah, I bet.
It was a merciful death. You know, you can do that with animal crackers, too. You ever tried that?
No. Yeah. No, I never thought of that.
Bite their heads off precisely and wet them a little bit and stick them together and you get them to like seal up and they'll stick together and you got like these, it's like the Island of Dr. Moreau.
Damn.
Animal crackers.
It's a crazy movie. I just saw the remake recently.
Oh God. That movie.
It was a Riff Tracks one.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, didn't we watch that together?
Yeah.
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 Man. It's a horrible movie.
Val Kilmer, please.
I love Val Kilmer, but he's made some horrible decisions.
I don't.
I do.
Alrighty then.
You know why smoking weed makes you so hungry? Gives you the munchies. I thought I knew why, actually. But in doing more research, there's a lot of different answers to this question. I don't think anybody's really found out the definitive answer as to why we get the munchies so hardcore.
I always wondered this.
One thing the most recent one that I've heard is that it's the fact that smoking pot drops your blood sugar level. So you just want to, you think that you need to replenish your supply, so you just eat more.
Okay.
Love this song too.
Yeah. This is a good song.
So yeah, it's kind of I mean, I don't know. It's not really tricking your body. I think it actually is dropping your blood sugar level. So,
okay.
But there's also, there was a study that they did on mice that they think the THC was actually, it seems to really activate the olfactory part of the brain. And we know that there's a huge link between what smell and taste. And
just to go with the story.
Wow. Just totally threw my train of thought off.
So
wait.
And I'm hungry.
Mouse. Sorry.
Awesome. So
yeah, great.
So it stimulates the olfactory part of the brain, and it's like hyperactive. So we're more sensitive to smell and to taste. Right? Now, this one sounds interesting, but I don't know if I agree with that from the experiments that I've done on myself day in and day out. I don't think that I don't get cravings for stuff that I'm smelling.
Okay.
It's more, I mean, I don't know how you guys react. It's not like I get high, I smell chips, I want chips. It's like I get high, I need a snack, and I go and find what I can get.
Right.
I don't notice. Have you noticed a stimulation of your olfactory senses ever? Do you notice that things are, you're more sensitive to smell?
Yeah. When I get high, I definitely do.
Maybe it's because I don't have a very good sense of smell overall. Mm. My allergies keep my nasal passages stuffed up pretty much most of the time.
Plus cigarette smoking.
I stopped that.
Oh, good.
For most part. So, yeah, I mean, that's a couple theories. But who knows, really?
Boom. Sometimes I get the munchies, sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
Most of the time, yeah. I just take a nap.
See, there you go. There are times, actually, times where I'm really, really hungry. Like, if I've skipped a meal and I smoke a joint, it'll actually, what's the word I'm looking for here? It'll satiate me. It'll, you know, I won't be hungry anymore.
Okay.
You also forget to hit the bong.
Yeah.
Right.
With my new lighter. Rob and I got new lighters.
These sweet Clipper-style lighters, I believe their name.
They're reusable.
Yep. And they got a flint. You can change out the flints when they go bad. Pretty decent little lighter.
Well, I like this. It's a little round barrel-style lighter.
Right.
And I guess you can unscrew the bottom and refill these. The hot chick at the head shop recommended that. She was like, oh, yeah, you should check out the Clipper lighters. So... She also showed us that you could take, like, the flint is replaceable, so there's this whole little post thing that sticks in there, and you can put a new flint in there if yours wears out. But it's about an inch long.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect little, like, plunger thing to, like, stuff the end of your joints in with.
Yeah.
You know, when you're trying to pack the ends of them.
Also, I use it to clean a bowl.
Yeah. Very good. Multi-purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a good lighter, too.
Reliable.
Yeah. I'm digging it. We're lighter buddies.
LBs.
Oh. LBs. Lighter buddies. Lighter buddies.
Sounds like a Craigslist ad waiting to happen. Single male seeks lighter buddy.
There's more political developments.
I need the grinder.
Grinder! Right here.
Grinder.
I think it was our last podcast. We talked a lot about DC and the decriminalization that happened in, well, that's supposed to happen in DC.
You got anything about Leonhardt today?
No, but we've got a new asshole, though.
But they're from Washington?
Well, this is a Republican from Maryland, Andy Harris. This guy, I don't know what his deal is, but he tagged on to the end of a funding bill. An amendment to defund the decriminalization in D.C. That's a lot of D's in there. Keep track.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I've made a decision. This is Leon Hart's theme song. Bernie Idiot in Washington's theme song.
I think Andy Harris. We can put him in the same group. I mean, basically, I don't know how much you have to fund the decriminalization of a drug, but basically, it's putting off until the next time they vote on funding issues for this, the decriminalization in D.C. So, what Andy Harris himself admits that this doesn't stop what any cop on the beat chooses to do. The same way that they have choices, they can, if they see you going a mile or two over the speed limit and decide whether or not to pull you over, if they catch you with a small amount of marijuana, they have the option to give you a ticket or not. Okay. Well, actually, they don't have the option of giving you a ticket. Their options are taking you in and prosecuting you, or processing you, I should say, because that's a crime, or just ignoring it. That really doesn't give them a lot of options. I mean, when you encounter like one cop, I can understand them saying like, oh, this is nothing, whatever. You got a little bit of weed on you. Hey, you shouldn't be driving around with this, whatever. I'll give you a warning, or throw it out, or I'll take it home and smoke it for you, or whatever the case may be. But when you get more than one cop together, they're less likely to just go, I'll just write you a ticket for, your no seatbelt, and you can go on and dump your shit. Regardless of that, it looks like the civilians in D.C. are speaking up, and they're just going to go straight to legalization. They're just going to bypass this completely. They've already got 57,000 signatures to put legalization of marijuana on the next ballot. So that means come November, there's going to be a vote in D.C., it looks like, unless something really weird happens. And they're just going to legalize it. So that will throw all this nonsense of decriminalizing it out the window completely.
Send us an email if you want to hang out and see if this is really happening. If we're really smoking weed.
Or sharing weed stories.
Yeah, share a weed story. Send us an email.
Aaron sent me an email.
Oh, yeah. I want you to play that. I was hoping you'd bring it up on your iPad so we could play it. It's the thing with Snoop Dogg and Jimmy Kimmel, where he's talking about smoking in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Hold up, man.
Bring that up so we can hear it.
I'll bring that shit up right now.
It's pretty short. It's a pretty short story, and I'm not sure if I believe it.
Uh-oh.
So there's another story connected to Andy Harris. There's a gentleman named Adam Edinger.
OG Kush, 18. Ain't fucking around. This is happening. This is reality.
Yeah.
I'm not cutting this out.
Nope.
This happens sometimes. And Someone's getting too high.
No, it's better. Okay, so Adam Edinger, he chairs the DC Cannabis Campaign. And he led a small protest of people at the office, the DC office of Andy Harris, who is our representative from Maryland, who is protesting the decriminalization in DC. So he had some things to say. Adam had some things to say to Andy. And I'll just quote this because this is interesting.
Interesting.
So I'll just quote this. It says, "The next step will be civil disobedience. And after that, you're talking about terrorist organizations. Do you want a terrorist organization in Washington, D.C.?" This is what he didn't get to speak to Andy Harris himself, I believe. He said this to Harris's chief of staff. So
it fits for all kinds of morons.
Well, he was... the chief of staff replied with, "I suggest you tone down your rhetoric."
Yeah.
Which is an appropriate response.
Yeah.
To that.
It's only weed. Smoke some.
Just smoke it and relax.
This is, well, yes, I understand his greater point. And if we do end up with a government who continually tries to squash our individual freedoms, that is something that will eventually happen. It's shown in history before. But you're not helping. We're just talking about marijuana here, okay?
Yeah.
Let's dial it down a little bit. You're not helping anybody's cause.
Chill out.
You're just making people who are afraid of this think that people who participate in smoking marijuana are extremists.
And now you've got a file and that it's, in the FBI.
And it skews your thinking. So you're just a weird druggie that goes off on extreme tangents.
Great.
So just dial it down. So I appreciate what you're doing, and it looks like your efforts are going to be successful as far as getting it legalized in D.C. That's going to be great. It's going to be along with Alaska and Oregon for this year. All three could possibly be legalizing marijuana.
Oh, shit.
It looks like all three of them are going to have it on the ballot. So, I mean, thank you, Adam, but tone it down a little. Right. Just relax, breathe. You want me to send you an asthma inhaler? It'll relax you. Have you guys heard anything about Paul Rand? He's got a bill that looks like it's going to pass. It stops the federal government from prosecuting people, either patients or recreational users, and doctors who are prescribing it for medical uses. It's Amendment 3630.
Good.
So it can stay illegal federally, and it'll still be illegal in the states that choose to have it illegal. But it'll keep the feds out of the states that have decided to pass laws to make it legal.
So does it mean these guys in Colorado and Washington could stop dealing in cash?
Well, because now it means that the federal government can't go after the banks.
Oh, wow.
You know, so, you know, let's say Leonhardt decides to use the DEA to go after Colorado businesses, which are legal, but they're doing something that's considered illegal federally still, and she has the power to do so.
Okay.
If this bill gets passed, that would prevent her from doing so, or any other radical who's going against the majority population. Because what I mentioned earlier in D.C., they got 57,000 signatures. That's half. It's twice what they needed. And in a recent poll, it was 63% of the population in D.C. support legalization. Just straight up legalization, not medicinal or anything like that.
Good.
Yeah.
It's about damn time.
So, I mean, that's just D.C. That's not the nation. But, and that seems higher than the average numbers that I'm seeing, but it's over 50% in most states that are polled these days. It's over 50%. It's like 55 to 60% support for legalization of marijuana.
Country's getting on board, people. Yep. Think about that.
Do it.
It's happening. Think about it. Think about how in 10 years this country, think about how radically different this country's going to be in 10 years. I mean, think about how radically different it is from 10 years ago.
Yeah. Right. Well, what Susan Sarandon was quoted as saying that she thinks in the near future it's just going to be legal everywhere in the U.S.
That'd be awesome.
I'll shed a small tear.
Not that the U.S. listens too much to the U.N., but what the World Health Organization is? Mm-hmm. Basically, yeah, so it's a bunch of doctors that work for the UN, and they have guidelines for health. They have no say, actually, in, you know, dictating what nations do, but they provide certain guidelines. They said that, well, it wasn't just for marijuana, it's across the board. They said, just legalize drugs for personal use. Provide clean needles, reduce your incarceration rate, free up your prison, stop wasting your taxpayers' money, and take care of the people that need it. Leave the people alone who are doing it healthily in their own homes or on their own time, and concentrate on the people who are harming themselves and provide help for them.
Right.
And stop treating everyone like a fucking criminal. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Yes.
Right.
But that was the gist of their report.
This is for you, Rob.
Little Doogie Howser.
You brought this up in a previous episode.
Oh, my sister had such a crush on Doogie Howser. This is back when I hated Neil Patrick Harris.
Used to be hated. Yeah. But you know what? I remember, but this is revealing a lot more about me than I'd like to admit.
Uh-oh. Had a crush on him, Hattie?
Yeah. That's Sorry. It. Anyway.
Edit that one out.
But, I used to watch the Mickey Mouse Club back when it was new and shit. I think it was, like, pre-Britney and Justin, like, right around. I think I fell off right before Britney and Justin showed up. But anyway,
right.
He was in the fucking movies that they would show
I didn't know that he had a career prior to their movie day.
He was like in those movies. He's also in a movie called The Purple People Eater with Screech.
Oh, man.
It was like a Disney movie. That's from when hilarious. I was a little kid. Screech and him were in it. And it's a Disney movie, and it's purple really, stoned. It's Sounds the classic. One-eyed, one-horned, yeah. flying purple people eater. And
wow.
They're in a band with him.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And PH was the lead singer. I think Screech played keyboards.
And the Purple People Eater?
Played saxophone through the morning. Oh,
my gosh.
Why not even did you hear
the... Don't you remember the song?
Oh,
fucking...
Oh, no.
What is this song, right, Rob?
I've never even heard of
this. You've never heard this?
No. What, Rob?
No.
Is this happening right now?
No. I'm for real. I've never heard of this.
The one-eyed, one-eared, flying.
I've heard the song.
Leader.
I didn't know.
God
them.
Damn it, Rob! That's what I asked you.
I've heard the song.
Yeah, you've heard the song.
I just never heard the.
Well, you know, saw the thing on the mountain yeah. sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shake him and I said, "Ooh-wee!" It looked like a purple people leader to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple.
He's dancing.
Hell yeah!
So you have heard this song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, come on, in grade school on Halloween, some asshole played this.
Right. Oh, sure.
But yeah, there's a movie based on that. NPH was
yeah,
in
Yeah, I've never
it.
Seen the movie.
How old is that song?
It's got to be old, super old.
You just don't get songs like that anymore, like the Monster Mash.
Right.
No, yeah, it's a, you'd always
Although,
hear...
You know, Weird Al's got the number one album in the country right now.
That's crazy. That and crazy. And you know what? And that's great. And hold up. Hold up. Huh? There's NPH. Dude, this is like...
I gotta see this.
And the Purple People Leader. NPH is the lead singer. They'll show it.
Yeah. I can barely make out the purple people
oh, I
leader
see
back
it.
There.
Way in the back.
Oh, that's MPH for sure.
Whoa.
Oh, Little Richard? Yes.
Why isn't there a Broadway version of this?
I don't know. Should be. Look at that thing.
Oh, that's him playing piano.
Keyboard.
He's playing keyboards. Dude, he looks all Miami
Screech. Yeah. Screech is somewhere in this band.
I'm looking for him. I see a card for some.
That bitch, that's Thora Birch.
Oh, shit.
How old is she? Like five?
Oh. That's Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty.
People and a jury is fine.
But
that's not the
But is this like the final sequence?
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is definitely the 80s
I've never
song
seen
finale.
This. I've never seen this ever. How did this escape my childhood?
They show MPH again. He's got a white blazer on.
Who are these people?
And like a solid
like
t-shirt.
Canada?
He looks like he's all Miami Viced out. He's got a little bit of
Look at that thing.
There he is. His hair's
yeah,
perm.
MPH.
He's got the perm on top.
There's
of
Screech.
A little mullet.
Screech is, yeah, Screech hey, is like is the that? Bass player.
Whoa, Screech looks so small.
Because he is.
Was that Angela Lansbury in the
I
background?
I don't fucking know.
There, don't have to tell anybody who the fuck that was.
That was great. Thank you for showing me that.
There goes yeah. Thora Birch gonna, again.
Yeah.
Now that we've done a good 15 minutes on the Purple People Eater,
wow.
It's gotta be great.
Never knew there was a theatrical yeah. version of that.
I'm gonna have
so
to
wait,
that
does
out.
That does that song come from that
Thank
movie?
Thank you, Marijuana.
I'm pretty sure that
no.
that song way predates
the movie
that movie,
came
right?
From the yeah. song.
Yeah.
The movie was based on
like,
the song.
That song's probably from my parents' days, I'd imagine.
Yes.
That's like
correct.
A 60s.
It's, yeah, it's mm-hmm. from all of our parents' days.
Yeah.
That's an old song.
I just wasted everybody's time with that. What
no,
you guys
no, no,
that?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you kidding? I feel enlightened.
Yeah. It's something I've never seen before.
You broadened my world.
How'd we even get there?
Weed.
You know, we got to get ourselves. There's got to be a strain that's called that, right?
Purple People Eater?
Yeah.
Or I'm how sure did that. We get there?
I'm sure Leafly.com
mm-hmm.
would know.
Leafly.
Play that Snoop Dogg thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have it. Is it Jimmy Kimmel?
And it's Jimmy Kimmel on Snoop Dogg's show.
Oh, okay.
You did. In the White House.
In the bathroom.
Wow. Is it a video?
Wow. Not in the White House, but in the bathroom. Because I said, may I use the bathroom for a second? And they said, what are you going to do, number one and number two? I said, number two.
Who said this, the first lady?
The CIA. Ooh. Or the FBI, the Alphabet Boys. So I said, look, when I do the number two, I usually, you know, have a cigarette or I light something to get the aroma right. And they said, well, you know what? You can light a piece of napkin. I said, I'll do that. And the napkin was this.
He's smoking a big blunt.
Some story.
That's the sound of Snoop Dogg smoking a blunt. I think he was eating the end of it, actually.
We're inside the GGN News Network.
That's the end of that.
And I got a special guest.
I don't believe him.
No.
Yeah, I think it's part of his image. He's got to fucking keep up. But I'm not hating. Though, I mean,
right. No, that's fine.
It is what
but
it
really,
is.
You brought.
But you know,
pot?
But probably you never know, man.
Oh yeah,
don't they?
It's black president.
But they go. But I've never been to the White House. But I assume you get at least a pat down.
Most likely, especially with the president being there.
But you never know with him because it's fucking.
He's a celebrity.
Yeah, he could get special treatment.
Yeah.
Like it ain't
him
like
walking around in the White House.
It ain't like Johnny asshole going in there.
I don't know.
Like he might have more security than him. Like his security might be checking out the president. It's like, hey man, what's up with you?
Yeah.
What you got?
Although,
you got, no, man. Who's got the bigger security detail? Barry O or Snoop D-O-double-G, son?
Damn.
That is the question.
They just start fighting.
I have smoked pot in a lot of different public places, though. But I don't think I'd have the balls to do it at the White House.
No, dude, that's neither. Definitely on the stoner checklist. I would try.
Oh, shit.
You'd try? Okay. At very least, you'd get on again in the headlines for getting tossed out of the White House for smoking.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Would be a big rock star.
Yeah, right. If Snoop was a real OG, that's what the story would be.
Right. Snoop Dogg thrown out of the White House for smoking marijuana.
Hell no.
Why not?
He ain't getting thrown out.
Hell no.
It's black president. There's no black and black crime.
Black president.
Don't be hating. I mean, 5% of me is like, I bet you we did it. But the other 95 is, it's. I think it's part of his image.
Okay.
But, I mean, you never know. It's Snoop. He may not get the everyman shakedown. You know, there's probably like a celebrity shakedown that's probably far less stringent.
Right.
What's your guys' take on Josh Gordon?
Oh.
Have you heard this story about the Cleveland Browns guy?
Wide receiver got caught with marijuana.
Aaron, the Cleveland Browns guy.
Yeah.
Well, there's that other wide receiver that's in trouble,
too. Well, that's what the internet says.
Yep. Josh Gordon.
What did he do? Get caught with some... I don't know.
He got... Yeah,
yep, he
was...
got caught.
Was he driving with it?
Yep.
Yeah, he was driving around getting high.
Yep. So did... what's his name from the Jaguars? Justin Blackmon.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Did he get suspended?
Yeah, he's infinite. He playing this year,
He's suspended infinitely.
Infinitely?
Yeah, infinitely.
But the... Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
Infinite in suspension.
Infinite in suspension.
He's, how do you say it? Oh, man, I'm so high.
Suspended indefinitely.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, that is what has happened to Justin Blackmon for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
But, and so both these guys got caught in the offseason, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still in their contract, though, I imagine. I mean, they control.
Well, they can't. The teams can terminate the contract.
No, but they have. I know that they sign these contracts that prevent them from certain types of behavior.
Right.
Right.
And drug use, yeah.
And that continues throughout the offseason. It doesn't matter if they're on or off, right? They're still under contract.
They're still a reflection of the team.
Yeah. Man, I heard a story about cheerleaders for these major teams that they go through even more stringent requirements on what they can do and say. Little things like they're not allowed to drink. They're not allowed to be seen drinking out of water bottles.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's not ladylike.
That's weird.
It's not ladylike to hydrate.
They're only allowed to
knock that shit off.
Yeah. They can only wear certain types of garments, undergarments.
Thong only.
Their conduct, they control their conduct outside of their jobs as well. Like, they're not allowed to be seen anywhere in public doing anything unladylike.
No taking 100 dicks.
This again?
Son, it's called the Weedsman. There's a reason you're in that chair.
Yes, soldier.
When we're done, we can have some of those Twizzlers and those Reese's. Have you guys heard of Foria?
Mm-mm.
F-O-R-I-A. World's first cannabis sex lubricant.
Nice. Yeah.
It's supposed to enhance female orgasms, like allow you to be multi-orgasmic.
Nice.
Or something.
Do you get stoned off of it?
You spray it on. I don't think so.
Okay.
It's FDA approved, so it's got no active ingredient in it.
Okay. So no psychoactive?
Who knows what the fuck this thing does?
It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
Vagina falls off.
Rub this hemp oil on your
another
vagina.
Hole appears.
Oh, man. I have no idea what's going on.
There's a story in the New York Times about people in Colorado having weed weddings.
I'm listening.
They're describing there was one where the guests went to, when they checked into their hotel room, they found a little bag waiting for them. It was a joint, a lighter, and some lip balm that had weed in it, I guess. I didn't know they made that.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Talking about like passing around joints at weddings and stuff like that, or just having 420 friendly sections for their weddings.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
A couple had an open bar at their wedding, and they had a little black box that had rolled joints in it. And they just pass it around.
Oh,
they're like,
man.
We just want everyone to have fun.
Wow.
Yeah! Oh, man.
That's going to be your wedding.
Sure. Yeah, it's an idea.
Wasn't that better than, sneaking out back and... going out to the parking lot. I've been to weddings before. I've usually gotten high at most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Most.
All the ones that I've been to as an adult.
Oh, okay.
Hey, the New York Times is calling for an end to the federal ban on marijuana.
The New York Times is?
Yes.
Really?
There was... New York has a program for the CBD extraction being used to control seizures in children. There was a 9-year-old girl who had passed away from a seizure, and that's the second one since. So they passed a bill for legalization, but I guess it's going to be until 2015 until it actually kicks in. In the meantime, since the bill has passed, that's two kids that have passed from seizures that they feel could have been prevented had they had this medication available. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that in the New York Times they have people calling out just for the legalization of it. This is on the New York Times opinion page by the editorial board. So it's not just by one person. It's the whole board. It ends in, we recognize that this Congress is as unlikely to take action on marijuana as it has been on other big issues, or even small issues, I might add. It's unlikely to take action, period. But it is long past time to repeal this version of prohibition.
Oh, it's the news. New York Times. I don't know. The song's about the news.
All right.
It's called, it's like the one and only Don Henley song I like. You're all stupid.
There are no perfect answers to people's legitimate concerns about marijuana use. But neither are there such answers about tobacco or alcohol, and we believe that on every level, health effects, the impact on society, and law and order issues, the balance falls squarely on the side of national legalization. That will put decisions on whether to allow recreational or medical or medicinal production and use where it belongs, at the state level. The societal costs of marijuana laws are vast.
That's a very conservative view.
658,000 arrests for marijuana possession in 2012, according to FBI figures, compared with 256,000 for cocaine, heroin and their derivatives, like combined.
Wow.
Even worse, the result is racist, falling disproportionately on young black men, ruining their lives and creating new generations of career criminals. Absolutely. You know, there was a story in Seattle about how Seattle has, like, I know they have double-digit population of African-Americans. I think it was, like, 18%. But yet they're seeing 35% of the marijuana arrests are of young black men in the Seattle area. The rest of them are homeless.
Really?
Yeah. Now, these people are getting pinched for smoking it in public. But it's still... The fact of the matter is you're not going to steer the cops' attention away from the people that they want to go after.
Right.
The people that they think are the threats. And they think that the threats are young black men and the homeless.
Right. They go after whoever they want.
And they're going to. I mean, can you stop them?
Nope.
Oh, you've given them the extra... They're the people that actually have the extra pass. They got the extra power.
In the coming days, we will publish articles by members of the editorial board and supplementary material that will examine these questions. We invite readers to offer their ideas, and we will report back on the responses, pro and con. So, yeah, they're looking to open up an ongoing discussion about repealing prohibition, as they put it.
Hey.
Down for that.
You know, we're in Michigan today, it looks like.
What's that?
There's a cannabis cup happening up in Flint.
Yeah, at the Speedway.
Boy.
Yep.
We should be there.
Yeah, we could have got tickets.
William E. Ketchum the III from Michigan Live, I guess.
What? Old Bill Ketchum? That rascal?
Bill Ketchum.
Clio, comma, Michigan? Thousands of marijuana enthusiasts Clio. Made their way to Clio. Saturday.
Yeah, Clio. Is it Clio?
Clio.
July 26th to medicate, hear a Grammy-winning musician, who? And bond over their love for the plant. I don't know. Can't be anybody that good if they didn't lead with their name. Right. They led with the Grammy. So it's like somebody who played tambourine.
Hey, we got a great singer. Clarkson. Who is it? Oh, Grammy-winning singer. Who Kelly is Clarkson. It? Oh, no, trust me. They're a talent. No.
Auto City Speedway opened
now
its gates.
Now willing to give up the name?
Ruben Studdard.
On Saturday... morning for the Cannabis Cup, High Times Magazine's concert, expo, and trade show to celebrate marijuana.
Trade show.
Thousands of users, patients, and enthusiasts flocked to Clio on Saturday for the first of the two-day event. A roster of 150 vendors sold growing equipment, seeds, clothing, equipment to grow the plants, food, and drinks, while those with medical marijuana cards could smoke in designated areas.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. That was coming out like the whole time.
Work it out.
Attendees had to provide medical marijuana cards to get wristbands that would grant them access to the medical marijuana area.
Damn.
A seminar tent hosted talks. Then on Saturday evening, Grammy award winning artist and producer.
Who?
Any guesses?
No.
Producer?
I can't even think.
Tommy Mottola.
Oh, is it a Detroit? Is it a native?
Kid Rock.
It's, yeah.
Eminem. ICP.
Stevie Wonder.
God damn it.
Oh, come on.
He got up
suspense.
And said,
everything needs
weed,
flash.
I'd be even blinder.
Everything needs flash. Damn it. I don't know that group. Everything needs flash.
Oh my
That's
God.
My new retro group.
Nice.
This one's going out to the strip joints. Yo, meet me at Susie's Rendezvous. For a go-go ball.
Dancing this
I'ma
shit,
send this one out to the Jimmins Club. Magic City, New York.
Either of you know who this is?
No.
White Club, John.
Yeah.
I used to go down to the strip clubs.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
Doing the same thing y'all be doing.
That's very anticlimactic.
Turn up my symphony.
Drop that makes sense now.
Yeah, I used to get lap dances to this song.
This is Rob's favorite White Club song.
Mm-hmm.
What he went like freestyle with this one? It's like Miami bass.
Yeah, it does have that Miami.
Cannabis is also known as... There's a whole bunch of shit about how they're pushing medicine, blah, blah, blah. Cannabis is also known for a great party, he said. There's no reason we can't have fun while we're medicating.
So, don't you feel still though that, like... we're probably going to be one of the last states to legalize it.
Hopefully not. Detroit's please awfully not. Blue.
Yeah, they can, I don't know.
All the votes are concentrated in Detroit, pretty much. Michigan's pretty red outside of Detroit, but
all the rich folks
are still a swing state, though. Overall,
they're working distribution deals right now.
Listen, we're broke as shit.
It's a swing state where,
and our governor right now is a business guy. Show him the receipts in Colorado. This guy might be, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, maybe if money. Amway sold weed.
No, that was the guy he beat.
Amway Weed. Right, I'm sorry.
They could be a big distributor.
This crap. Mm-hmm. Anyways, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Even
you made it.
If you made, yeah.
Yeah, if you made it this far.
You made it with us. Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
But really, for real though. Goddamn serious.
Are you being on the real?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Because more and more people are listening. Spread the word. Tell people. If you like it, that's how it's going. The Weedsman is also on Facebook now. You gotta like the page.
Check it out.
Christopher Media as well. What really helps is when you share it. It helps spread the audience. Help spread the visibility. Help get the word out. Please and thank you. You can click through the Amazon banner, bookmark the page. When you do that, Amazon gives us some money. It's a little teeny tiny, but every little teeny tiny bit helps. Keep Christopher Media going.
Keeps the boat afloat.
Yep. By now you're like, Jesus Christ, let me do a podcast to get these guys to draw attention away from these fools.
Right. Where'd you go?
You need a website, and you go to ChristopherMedia.net, and you click through the HostGator banner there, and a little love by way of, this doesn't cost you any extra money.
No money.
You just do that, and boom, you got a website. DraftKings, One Day Fantasy Sports.
How you doing?
Oh, you know what's coming. We already had a story today.
Yep.
We were watching it earlier upstairs. Football.
Football. Football. It's coming.
Football. Football. It's coming. But right now,
rumble.
Spaceball.
Yep.
Golf. I bet you there's going to be fantasy tennis. I fucking bet you there's going to be.
For the U.S. Open that's coming up?
Yeah. I don't know if there's fantasy Wimbledon. There might have been. Wimbledon's like 4th of July time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net at the Weedsman420 on Twitter. Make sure you check out all them other shows, that Eminem Question Everything, that Unregimented, which is going to 2 times a week.
Twice a week.
Twice nice. A week. Twice is nice.
Nice.
Get your own Reggie on twice a week.
Did we leave any show out? Todd Zillax. Oh, my bad. Oh,
don't forget
Lord.
Todd Zilla.
Well, Todd took last week off.
Doesn't matter. It's still a good show.
No.
Check it out.
He's a wild card. Wild card, bitches.
Let him do what he wants.
No. He's doing his thing. He's putting the show on the road. That's what he's working on doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that.
The road.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And any Hoosier, stay high.
Stay high.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.